Let's talk about marriage, which is set to change. There's an irony to this because I'm about to mention David Lammy, Deputy Prime Minister and Justice Secretary. He has talked about marriage being outdated, and he suggests that we should have the freedom to choose where we get married. Currently, you have to do it in a place approved for as an approved vending to be legally binding, but the government is looking to change this so you could get married a castle, a bench, a cruise ship, at your back garden. Probably not a hot air balloon. I don't know, really, but certainly not a roller coaster. Still got to be somewhere serious. What does this change potentially mean for the wedding industry? Sam White is a celebrant based in Ashton. Sam, good morning to you.
Good morning, John.
This is, if it goes through, this could be a huge change, couldn't it? Because it sort of means that, you know, the average cost of about 20, 22 grand for a wedding, you can cut costs and make it all about, well, where you're getting it married rather than having to pay a fortune to get married.
That's absolutely right. But I also think it is making the ceremony itself about the couple and personalising it to them. And a lot of the couples that come to me to do their wedding ceremony on their wedding celebration day want a ceremony that reflects their story, their values, their personalities. And that's something currently that the legal proceedings are restricted from doing. So I think it's not just about opening up the location, it's opening up the possibilities with the nature of the ceremony and also the timing of the ceremony as well. You know, registrars work set hours, and so it opens up the possibilities for a sunset wedding ceremony on the beach with a celebrant who's been licensed and, you know, giving that couple exactly what they want.
That's a really interesting point, because you are getting married, as you say, with a registrar is putting in a shift. So that sort of takes the edge off it a little bit. And also, I've been to a few weddings where people have got married legally first and then have this celebration day afterwards, which, you know, it's a sort of a two-tier event, isn't it? As opposed to doing it in front of everybody as part of the day you want to mark your, you know, coming together.
That's right. Yeah, I had a lovely couple named Sinead and Mike who I did their wedding ceremony in the forest on Christmas Eve. And they surprised their family with the ceremony. Their family didn't know that this was going to happen, but they had to go to the registry office within the week before that to do the legal element of the marriage. But it meant then that they were free to then have the ceremony as they wanted to. It was just as the sun was going down, it didn't rain on Christmas Eve.
How else do you get a family to turn up to a forest on the off chance there might be something happening? I'm just trying to, let's go down to the forest. It's Christmas Eve, for goodness sake. Are you losing your mind?
They were having a forest stay somewhere.
Oh, right, okay.
They said, right, there's a light show down in the forest. So that's how they got everyone there.
Right. Okay, so here, this could be the change. But you just said something there, and I just want to explore this with you before I let you go. You said something about celebrants being licensed to do this, because currently you can do ceremonies, can't you? You can celebrate it,
that's right.
But you are not legally able to bind someone in a legal civil ceremony or marriage.
No, our ceremonies are not legally binding, but the change in the law would open it up for us to go through some sort of training and registration process so that we would be able to offer that as part of our ceremonies, which will be life-changing for celebrants up and down the country.
Do you think it's going to happen? Because, I mean, you know, this, I mentioned that it's Deputy Prime Minister and Justice Secretary David Lammy, who's, let's be honest, unlikely to survive in that particular post. After Andy Burnham has become our next Prime Minister. But do you think that there is momentum in this now from government, because it's more than just the politician, it's the department, for this to happen?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, John. And I was invited to speak to the Ministry of Justice back in April and to sort of share my views as a celebrant with them and what that would mean for my business. And there's a whole team in sort of the civil servants and in the Ministry of Justice that are working on this. So I think that the wheels are in motion, and whoever's going to be in role when the consultation finishes and the bill is passed into law, I think that it will just, I think there is plenty of momentum around this and lots of people wanting to make it happen.
Well, we will see in the coming days and weeks whether this survives a new government and all that. But for now, I'm very grateful for your time. It should be an interesting development as and when it happens. Sam White, who's a celebrant, thank you very much for your time on BBC Radio Bristol. Good to talk to you.